The 47th Gene Key. The transformational part of the 47th Gene Key moves from oppression to transfiguration, and it's the path of transmutation. So the dilemma of the 47th shadow is ownership. In the original I Ching, this 47th hexagram really had to do with how we face adversity, and one of its images is a dried up well or a ditch. And the suggestion is that when we face adversity in an open way, so we eventually find the hidden meaning in it. And hence the following hexagram in the sequence, hexagram 48, is the well. So whenever you face adversity gracefully, through owning it, rather than through denying it or deflecting it, then you find the fresh bubbling spring that's hidden inside it. And this 47th gene key is really fascinating, and it points towards one of the greatest problems of humankind, the issue and the purpose of suffering. And most people live their lives without even realizing that they are suffering. We unconsciously try to escape feeling it in so many different ways, through work, through the many distractions of our senses, and through the multitude of projections of our mind onto the world and those around us. So rare indeed is a human being who finds the courage to look deep into the nature of his or her suffering. The fact is that you can only come face to face with your suffering when you embrace your aloneness. You have to look within. And when you do, that's when you meet this 47th shadow. That's when you begin to claim ownership of your suffering. It's wired inside us. And it really is what the ancients referred to as karma. It's what in the Gene Keys we call it the junk DNA. So let's explore this for a moment. Because karma is such a misunderstood term. Karma, at least in my understanding, it belongs to the collective. And it's in no way individual, even though it's created by individuals. So as we go through our lives, we accrue positive and negative karma. Positive karma gets drawn up into your higher subtle bodies, and negative karma flows out into the world of manifestation. What we call negative karma is really only low frequency vibration. It's the shadow quantum field, and it's actually imprinted in your physical DNA as memory, as ancestral memory. And that ancestral memory is then passed on through the bloodlines. So every human body comes wired with ancestral karmic patterns that are collective in nature rather than personal. So your body carries its own karma, but that has nothing to do with your essence, which is pure. The essence inside you simply requires that kind of karma in order to live out your incarnative drama. So we each get to write a word or a few lines in the great story. And a great life maybe has a whole paragraph. Or a life where you're a victim of your own shadows might just be a punctuation mark. What I'm driving at is that oppression is universal. It comes with the vehicle. And it's not possible to find a vehicle without a history. At least not yet. That's coming. And your history is exactly the one you need for your script. So you have to own it while you're here. It contains just the right ingredients and challenges to match the amount of positive karma that you've accrued throughout all your lifetimes. Now I'm beginning to feel slightly uncomfortable because there's this deep knowing part inside me that knows the relativity of what I've just said. Even at subtle levels of being, there's still separation. So there's a plane, I call it the causal plane, where great light and purity resides, and yet still there is delineation in consciousness. And this is the level at which incarnation occurs, and yet it's only a half-truth, because at the more expanded levels, there are no levels, and there are not even individuated souls or causal bodies. So the bottom line really is that your oppression, the particular nuances and flavours of your suffering and your karma during this lifetime, are exactly equivalent to the greatness of your inner light. In fact, their purpose is to awaken that light. So the final thing I want to say about the 47th shadow is that it's always externalized through your life until you turn inwards. So most people manifest their karma externally and wonder why this is happening to them. And that's where they feel oppressed. And they don't own their own karma, and therefore they become a victim of it. And I should say here that some people carry such powerful collective karma in their DNA that it has to manifest in order that their journey through it can be of inspiration to others. They fall into a slightly different category. But usually when you turn inwards and meet it before it externalizes the karma as a seed, then your awareness disables the karma and transmutes it before it has a chance to manifest externally. And this is why it's said that meditation or sacred practice burns karma. It's your awareness, it's your breathing, it's your presence that burns the karma off. And this is the great mystery of alchemy, that you have to own the shadow you carry, even though it's not really you at all. It just comes with the vehicle. The 47th gift of transmutation. This 47th gene key really captures the essence of the transformational journey through the frequency bands so profoundly. Every shadow contains a gift. The gift of transmutation occurs more and more as you enter into the present moment. In the 15th gene key, I talk about Dante's Divine Comedy, which, like the spectrum of consciousness, is an allegory of the three levels of consciousness. And Dante calls them Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. So you can see that the gift frequency is called Purgatorio, Purgatory. I think that's hilarious, because once you become aware of your oppression, of your suffering, it becomes more and more acute. It's like when you begin meditation. The beginning can be very, very difficult because you become more and more aware of how restless your mind is. And wherever you go, there it is inside you, a divine ache, a kind of deep, restless longing to remember something, but it's just outside of your reach, or so it appears. But what creativity lies in purgatory, in purgatorio. And in Dante, purgatory is represented by a mountain with terraces, and the souls are either ascending or descending these terraces into heaven or hell. And the gift level is where karma is transmuted and we gradually rise up. So Dante, genius though he was, kind of slightly missed that part in his allegory, but then, like all of us, he was heavily influenced by the times in which he lived. It's true that at the gift frequency we do rise and fall in and out of the shadow as its karma becomes transmuted. But the heat that's released from that transmutation gives us the lift that raises our frequency onto higher and higher terraces. So in a way, these terraces are like subtle bodies. They're like the subtle bodies as they become gradually purified and refined. So transmutation is an ongoing process that has plateaus. And these plateaus, mystically, are called the initiations. And many mutations make up a transmutation. In other words, many small breakthroughs lead to bigger breakthroughs as more and more trapped, oppressed light is released from within our DNA. And this is how our shadows drive our evolution, which shapes our life story or our life's work. And more radiance breaks through from within. And each of the gifts has this ongoing process underlying it. So as our contemplation moves deeper inside us, it begins to reach out into the siddhic realm. And this is when it transforms into absorption. And absorption is an ongoing chemical and molecular process that's irreversible as the siddhis begin to suck you into their gravitational field. So the genius of the 47th gift is that it thrives on adversity. At its higher reaches, it really embraces challenges with glee. Because you know, when another shadow appears, that shadow contains more light for you, you welcome them and you draw them deeper and deeper inside you with graciousness. There you have the programming partner of the 47th gift, the 27th gift of graciousness. And all transmutation takes place in the belly, in the cauldron of the belly. Because here all karma is burned from our DNA and transformed. And this is why we keep returning down to the belly over and over again, because this is where it's all happening. So if you have this 47th gene key in your profile, then you have some really interesting scripts hidden away in your DNA. And you have some work to do. Because you've inherited a vehicle that's designed to overcome adversity by drawing it inside yourself, by owning it fully, and finally releasing the light inside it. And there's one great key to this, that adversity is all about time. It takes a long time to burn all that ancestral anguish that you carry. Your body and your life may even become the battlefield for it to play out in. But you can trust in the process. Because what film or book or drama or good story about overcoming adversity do you know that doesn't take almost forever to conclude itself? You know what I mean? It's always right at the end that the finale comes. That's fiction. That's great fiction or allegory, like Dante's comedy. You know, our lives are an allegory for the playing out of consciousness as it burrows into the form, transmutes and digests it before its true nature can be fully realized. Ah, I love these stories. The 47th city, Transfiguration. In the gift, we were just talking about stories. And all great stories, true stories that is, end in redemption. There's always a period of innocence, the great trial where we're tested to our limits, and then finally there's the atonement, the victory. So it is with all the gene keys. And with this 47th gene key, all those little mutations that occur as our awareness transforms the shadow on a daily basis lead to the great transmutations. Those special times in our lives, or even those special times, those special lifetimes, when we break through to another level and achieve stability at a higher frequency plateau. And these great transmutational periods are usually very intense, and they become more and more intense as our frequency rises into the gift frequency and beyond. And at a certain stage, as I mentioned earlier, contemplation, that state in which your awareness is turning inwards on a regular basis, gives way to absorption. And when this stage is reached, you know. You know because your whole frequency begins to move into another realm. The intensity remains, but your life becomes at the same time softer, quieter, and your effort begins to drop away. The transfiguration actually begins at the higher reaches of the gift frequency as your aura enters into the state of absorption. And what's occurring is that your genetic memory is being cleansed, purged, expunged. And as it falls away, a new being is literally emerging in its midst. Your karma becomes so purified that your biochemistry goes through some radical alchemical changes. Combinations of hormones are synthesized in your brain stem that were never possible before, and these were just waiting for the right genetic environmental signals. So now the DNA can release those signals because the frequency of light that's hitting its coding is catalyzing them. And these hormones allow you to enter long periods of pure being in which greater and greater gaps open out between your thoughts, and you become suffused with your own presence, with your essence, and your awareness is now so inward that it comes to a point of complete rest. And then the magic occurs. You reach the center. And of course, you don't really reach the center. It realizes itself inside you. The 47th city is rather extraordinary. The word transfiguration obviously refers to Christ's ascension on the cross, and it's more than just symbolic. This is the phenomenon that is quite often known as the rainbow body in Tibet or in China. Where they, you know, in China, some of the ancient Taoist temples, they actually still have the hair and fingernails left over from transfigurations of great masters. So people with the 47th gene key at a particular position in their profile can physically become transfigured, but this only occurs in very specific predestined vehicles. This is all rather mystical information, but that's what the city's for. So just having the 47 is not actually enough. You have to have a certain combination of gene keys. But in a way, physical transformation is actually not the point. You know, even though it's a wonderful, amazing phenomenon just to consider. The point is that all cities bring about transfiguration because they each show you your original face, the face before you were born into the form. So they mystically change you at such a fundamental and genetic level that you're permanently altered. That's transfiguration. The 47th city has a wonderful mythology to move from inferno to purgatorio to paradiso. It's about victory. It's about redemption. It's the sun coming out after the storm. It's the great leveller. That only those who really own their own suffering and own their own destiny really bring their life to this kind of a peak. It only happens rarely. At least that's been the case in the past. Things are changing. There's something cooking. But with the advent of the synarchy coming into form now, and the great change pressing down upon us, this city is sure to pay this planet a more regular visit. Even now, I suspect, vehicles are in the production line with the right ingredients for physical transfiguration. The world is getting ready once again to embrace the magical realm, the state we originally came from. And all it takes is a few transfigurations and the game is up. I mean, life is not what the scientists and the popes and moralists would have us believe. No, it ain't. As the bard once said, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than ever your little philosophy dreamed of.